Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down, 1 week before Christmas. Whee!
Yay, yay.
And we're talking about all kind of shit.
We're the worst hype men ever.
We're talking about titties that grow hair. Stay tuned after the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin dial. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up.
What the fuck wrong with you?
Well, the volume was turned way up, so all I heard was...
So you hate when I chew?
No, I hate when I can hear you chew.
Well, I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. You're living life. It's my issue, not yours. I'm not mad at you.
So what you do? You date silent chewing bitches?
No.
Bitches be deaf chewing on you?
He's very interested in your dating life lately.
No, I'm not telling her anything. She's made it hard enough.
So, more bitches than inbox. I look like shit. I look like Harriet Tubman got away. I was gonna do something to my hair before y'all got here, but I've been so fucking busy between this show. All I can do is literally wash my ass and put baby powder up under my titties. That's all I can do and eat. And the only reason I use baby powder on my titty keep from sliding across my stomach and shit like they ice skating.
But it's got a lot of grip.
Well, the baby powder got grip, but when you sweat and your titties on your stomach, them just glide. They like your nuts.
Kate
is nodding.
Kate, like,
I didn't know you had sliding titties over there.
Didn't mean to nod, but she's like, I feel you.
Yeah, she got titties, so.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's like got milk, got titties.
Got titties.
I hate when I eat because I got that one tooth standing alone in the back of my mouth. And that motherfucker catch all the food. I hate that bitch. And I'm out.
I got
the tooth inspector.
I'm missing a bottom molar, so that top molar's kind of drifting. And then there's like a big pocket. So there's always like, I just always have to get up there and really clean that out. Yeah. It sucks.
That motherfucker catch all the food back there. I go stick my finger back there, be a motherfucking pile of food back high. So, just that one tooth back, that old food grabbing ass tooth. Nigga, let it go down my throat. You didn't help chew it up. What the fuck you catching it for?
You know when you go to buy those tooth, not the toothpicks, but they have the little film thing in there to floss your teeth. But you get the cheap ones so you can never fucking get them in between.
Yeah.
There's like one brand that actually works.
Yeah, that's
the
what
most
I get.
Expensive brand,
right? Because I always get them stuck back here, and so like I'm just walking around trying to find scissors with floss hanging out of my mouth.
Nah, goddamn! How close is your teeth, white man?
Close. I got drifty teeth.
What the fuck that supposed to mean?
Just they drift all over the place.
Well, wouldn't they have gaps in between?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had braces, and then I never wore my retainer, so it didn't
help. Wait a minute, what did you say?
I wore braces.
Oh, I thought you said when I was a kid, I was racist.
I mean, if the braces fit.
I mean, ain't that what you thought you said?
No, I heard him, but I see how you could hear what...
I used to be able to fit like a pencil between my two front teeth. Like
what?
Yeah, it was really bad.
You got little teeth, too. You got Woody Woodpecker teeth.
He doesn't have any teeth.
He gotta be.
Are you missing any teeth, Dion?
My wisdom. No,
I count my front tooth. I only got 8 at the top. I was like, nigga, I need some money.
Why don't you get implants?
I will. Would I get some money, nigga? Some bitches about $4,000 a piece.
Yeah, I almost got an implant here, but they wanted to like lift my sinuses. Mm-hmm. I was like, no. So I have a bridge. I have terrible teeth. Like they all fall.
That's my biggest fear is have a tooth fall out just randomly. I used to have nightmares about, because I would grind my teeth in my sleep, but in my dream, it would just be somebody knocking my tooth out, and I would wake up and I would check my grill. Oh, ah!
You'd be surprised. Terrifying. Like, I have fillings between my two front teeth. Like, you can't even tell. Like, they're really.
You got fillings in between your two front teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you mention, I see that shit.
No, you can't.
She's squinting at you hardcore.
You're across the room. You're full of shit.
I am full of shit. I just bought me some egg slack.
What are you about? Are you eating a lot of cheese?
I'm about to do a welfare diet. Ghetto bitch diet. Bitch, take them water pills, eat the egg slack, and lose 10 pounds, nigga.
You gotta go to the varsity when you get to Atlanta?
Hell no. I wanna go to two urban leagues, but them motherfuckers told me I can't go nowhere. I might have to sneak out from them motherfucking salmon chips down now. Mm. Then they go talk. We'll send some. I said, bitch, they gonna be soggy by the time the nigga get back. I don't want that shit.
Nah, oh,
I
yeah.
want that shit fresh off that piece of wood they give it on you.
Cause you have to quarantine, don't you?
Yeah, I guess that what the fuck they want me to do. I'm sick of the shit. Let me tell you what you're having me. So I'm coming home right from Walmart picking up my shit. Right. And this little motherfucking white baby up the street out there throwing snowballs.
Yeah.
At your car?
Yeah. I said, what the fuck wrong with you? Bitch, this is a 2020. I almost threw my trash at his ass.
There's he plenty just, of that.
In my car. He just out there slaying. You know, I'm in an SUV.
Right.
So he got no chance to throw at least two.
Yeah.
Because you can't go too fast through. I was like, what the fuck? I really started to get out of the car and get on my knees and push him down.
That would have been hilarious.
Miss Pat's TV show canceled today for fighting with an 8-year-old.
Yeah, but if I'd have got on my knees,
she'd have done a reverse Cat Williams.
Oh, nigga. You ain't gonna get me to discuss that one. I know my limits, motherfucker. Move along.
You grew up in Atlanta, so you probably didn't have snowball fights, did you? Like, I mean, we hear...
It snow, like, out of my lifetime, I can remember maybe twice it snowing in Atlanta.
Mm.
Maybe twice.
I mean...
Your whole childhood?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't get no snow. The first time I ever really saw snow is when we moved here and that storm y'all had in 2006.
Oh, yeah, that was really bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's we woke up this morning with 2 inches of snow on the ground. I mean, growing up, there's not that many snows now, but when we grew up, we got snow, like, every week.
For the first snow of the year to be December 16th,
yeah.
It's fucking, that's how you know global warming's real.
Right.
Because when we were kids, it would be snowing Halloween.
Easily, yeah. And you'd have accumulation in December.
Yeah.
But it's almost like Atlanta weather here now.
So I remember that
snow,
year.
So your snow on strike?
It is, yeah. I mean, okay. We barely had any snow the last few years.
I don't. We had probably 3 snows last year.
If that.
Well, do we really need snow? Is it purpose for snow?
No.
Or just.
Just more about global warming.
Huh?
Showing that climate change is actually happening.
Oh, so I was talking to my brother this morning. He was like, it's colder than a motherfucker in Atlanta. I said, no, nigga, it's cold up here. I said, it's snow. He said, ooh, at least you get a white Christmas. I said, nigga, you know where I live at? My crew gonna be that way anyway, okay? He called me last night. He said, what you doing? No, he called me this morning. He called me on the way to work. I said, man, that's my brother who's in jail, y'all. He said, you been happy your kid with that motherfucking virtual school shit? I said, I can't do that. She said, them niggas up there doing math with Y, X, and Z and shit. What kind of bullshit is that?
The nigga just discovered algebra.
What, math problems? Are they telling stories during math time now?
He was like, what the fuck they put alphabets in your motherfucking math problem? I said, what grade you dropped out in, nigga? I remember algebra. He was real upset. Can I do that motherfucking dumb ass shit? I said, I can't either. Yeah. I can't either.
I'm on his team. Fuck algebra.
I
took algebra 5 fucking times in high school.
Yeah.
Something you never gonna need.
Never needed
it. Y to the K to the equal to the tie. Mm-mm. Don't make no motherfucking sense. Who the fuck was sitting around boring and made up algebra? What the fuck do you use algebra? It don't measure your dick. It don't measure your eyesight. It don't measure no house. Am I right before I say all the dumb shit?
No, go on.
Fuck you, bridge teeth.
Okay. You wish you had a bridge.
I'm going to give me a bridge, motherfucker. Don't you talk about me, motherfucker. I'm going to give me a motherfucker. I'm going to get an implant. Then your motherfucking bridge can let down. But my implant is there forever.
Like a river in 1886 with just a big hole there.
What?
You float through your mouth.
Are you trying to jaw on nigga with that construction shirt on with your nipples on rock hard? Like you see some pussy you ain't going to get.
You're just mad I have both nipples.
What is happening?
I'm trying,
it's
Dion.
It's a tennis match. I know. Don't try.
You told me to fight back. I'm doing my best.
I told you
to
stand up for yourself.
Oh. Hey, fuck you, Miss Pat.
I like how he decided to stand. I, by the way, fuck you, Miss Pat. Okay.
I'm not going to take this anymore, madam.
So what was I saying there before I was rudely cut off by the nigga with the nice nipples?
They are nice, aren't they?
What was I saying?
You were talking about algebra.
Oh, algebra. Yeah. Are we ever go? Do we don't use that shit, do
I
we?
Don't use it.
Do they calculate it when the ship go up in the air to Mars?
Yeah. So yeah. We got a question from.
Do you use it?
No, she edits video. I do. Yeah. She dropped out of algebra too. That's how video editors roll. Would you want to go to Mars? We had a question from an audience member. Would you want to sign up and go to Mars if you had the opportunity?
Hell motherfucking no. Ain't that nosy? The fuck is on Mars? Nigga, they ain't got no Netflix on Mars.
No.
You think I'm going to walk around with the same 12 people till the day I die? Nigga, hell no. Hell motherfucking, I ain't nosy like you white people. I'm standing down here, nigga. I like my white folks be mean sometimes.
So everybody nice in space because y'all need each other.
That's true. Hell, that's a good point.
Nigga, I like seeing my Trump 2020 signs. Ain't no, them motherfuckers ain't in malls. Nigga, no. I ain't going nowhere with my big ass got to float for the rest of my life. Uh-uh, nigga. How the fuck I supposed to shower? I can see them there changing my feet down until I can shower.
Space BDSM.
Yeah. How you going to fuck floating away?
I'm just
saying.
Now
fuck around and hit an asteroid and blow the fuck up trying to get some pussy.
You'd only weigh one third of what you weigh now if you went to Mars.
That sounds like a good idea.
So you wouldn't have to take that extra.
I could be 150 pounds? Yeah. Where my stomach going to go?
Well.
Just floats away.
Do my stomach still be there?
It sort of floats in the air, so it may hit you in the face or, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
you would probably have to wear something to keep it.
I'd have to wear like some Spanx or something, you know, keep it all intact.
It ain't going to float that far back.
Maybe.
You a goddamn lie. Ain't that crazy? Now I can see my titties going backwards. But my motherfucking stomach coming up to my neck, nigga. Yeah, who the fuck got that kind
of
stomach?
I just got a mental image of her floating in space with her titties going everywhere.
In slow motion.
Hey, that'd be the only time they stand up on their own. If Mars don't sound that bad.
She's the space pod. Just calling everybody because she's so bored. Hey, what you doing?
Hey, what the fuck y'all doing on Earth, nigga? Ain't nothing up. We just hanging out with stars and androids.
Same old bullshit. Just nothing outside the window.
Who would want to do that, but though? I always see some people already signed up and can't get out of it. So what happened if you change your mind? Did you come snatch your ass out and throw you up on the ship and put you on Mars?
I don't think they'll take you.
I wouldn't want to go. That shit sounds terrifying. No. You remember the movie The Martian? Where he was just the only nigga on the whole planet. He had to do everything himself.
Yeah.
And not eat shit.
No. That's something.
I eat way too much fast food to be going to Mars.
Right.
That's what people who lonely, you know, what they call them? The people who be by themselves?
Loners?
Loners. That them kind of motherfucker.
Yeah.
They'll walk that planet to that motherfucker, blow up.
Tell me I could never have chicken wings again? No.
That shit is terrifying, man. Because you got to be on alert all
the
time.
Do they got
Chick-fil-A
on Mars?
Fuck no.
No.
No, I ain't going. No.
That'd be cool if you got there and they did, though.
I'm staying with the Christian chicken. that good old, I pulled up in Chick-fil-A today. I said, how y'all motherfuckers doing at the Christian chicken house? They said, hey, man, Pat. I said, give me one of them cow masks. They said, they $10. I said, bitch, I say, moo, but I ain't paying them motherfuckers $10 for no cow mask.
I love that they know who you are.
Oh, they know who I am. I should have a shit ton of points, but I don't even have time to be putting the shit in there.
You don't use the app?
No. Ashley used the app. I just sent her all my receipts, and I guess that's how she take these bitches on dates and shit.
You can do it. You just scan it with your phone.
I know. Maybe you'll set it up for me.
I'll set it up for you. Yeah, you should be red in no time.
I got so much shit. I will be red in no time. I got so much shit going on, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so what are you working on today?
I got a few strips and shit to fix and get out and just a shit ton of meetings. I'm tired of meetings, tired of talking.
This is the most meetings you've ever had in your life.
Shit.
Are they always Zoom meetings or do you get
them? No, they Zoom. Mostly Zoom. Just about the show and shit.
Yeah, like I would say 6 months ago, we'd come over and you'd kind of be watching TV or you'd be just relaxing. Now it's just like...
I mean, it's crunch time though, right?
The schedule it is. Call
we're 2 weeks, two weeks out?
Man.
3 weeks out?
3 weeks.
What? 3 weeks out. I'm about to pop out the suitcases tomorrow.
Are you ready to go? Are you excited?
I don't think it hit me yet. Mm. I really don't.
Will it be fun since you have to quarantine?
I rented a house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I need to get, this is what we need to be talking about, that Airbnb shit, nigga.
Let's take a break and then we'll do that.
Yeah. Man, that Airbnb shit is crazy. People are getting fucking rich.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's they just went public.
I rented a house in Atlanta for 2 months and a week, and I'm out of $20,000.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
That's
for
I mean, that's got to be the mortgage, maybe?
That's
like at
9 weeks.
There ain't no mortgage on that goddamn house where I'm staying at.
Is it big?
It's big, but it ain't. It's nice, but it ain't. It ain't no. That's a mansion for $20,000. It was hard for me to find a place to stay because I'm taking my family too. I tried to look at one house, y'all. It was a nice ass house in Sandy Springs, and he said it was a mansion. And it was okay on the inside. Wasn't nothing. Woo woo woo. But you know, it was enough room for all. It's upstairs and downstairs. Come to find out, the owner stay in the basement. I said, I don't think so. You creepy son of a bitch.
No.
No, you're not going to stay in my motherfucking basement. Yeah. It's my house.
Hi, neighbor.
Hi there. Hey, you kids want to come watch television with me?
But
just going to shave my balls in the walkway.
Right. Hey, who's up for a meal?
That sounds like that movie with Dennis Quaid and Michael Ealy where he sold him the house, but that nigga kept showing up. He ended up trying to kill him.
Could you imagine if everybody you rent to, they come out for a week, super quiet, everybody's really nice, and then Miss Pat shows up for 2 months with all of her kids, and then it's, run! Shut the fuck up!
I don't be hitting nobody, but I do cuss them. So, no, I finally found a place that was close to where we shooting at, so I don't know. It's going to be a lot.
Who is everybody going?
My husband ain't going.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
nah, my husband ain't going. And Junebug is in school, so he ain't going either. So it'll be somebody at my house.
Are they excited?
No,
I think... have the break from COVID? Like, you guys have been here together all the time for months now.
Yeah. I'm ready to get out. You know, but I've been on the road and shit, so I think the kids appreciate a different scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't have gear around to teaching them school no more, so they will have a nanny, somebody who they can pull some bullshit over on. I can hear them now pulling bullshit. I did my work, I said, didn't the motherfucker get an F.
Are you gonna how are you gonna screen for nannies? What's your criteria for a nanny?
Cheap.
You're gonna get what you pay for. You're gonna get some squish who's gonna get run over by Raymond.
Hey, they ain't her grades. She don't give a fuck.
What did you say?
I said they ain't your grades.
They ain't my grades.
Yeah, when they turn into homework and they get F's, that ain't your F. That's
right.
See, that's interesting. So, like, they go to school here at this school district, but it really doesn't matter if they're in Atlanta for 3 months, does it?
Mm-mm.
That's interesting.
I just take their computers and plug the motherfuckers up and away we go.
Because they don't have to go in. Did they go into school at all ever?
No, they ain't been to school at all this shit. And you can tell because Portia was on the honor roll and she just cannot stay focused.
Really?
We up late at night with that motherfucker would get around here. I said, I'm going to bed. Little girl, do your goddamn work, okay? That's all I can tell her.
There was a story about this Virginia school district where F's went up by 87% because kids just can't focus online the way that they can in school.
They really can't. They really, I just pray that they get something going with this motherfucking disease so we can get these kids the fuck out of the house so we can walk around naked and enjoy all 8 hours that they gone.
Yeah, my niece really missed, like, she had to give up the most in her family. Like, she had to give up ballet, and, like, she had to give up all her friends and going to school. It's been really hard for her. Like, she's been really depressed this year. She's seven. She shouldn't be depressed, you know, but it's just...
I don't think a seven-year-old is depressed. That's called sad.
Well, call it what you want, but it's rough. But, like, next week, my grandparents both get the vaccine. They're 87, and they haven't been able to see each other because she's in memory care. And there was a couple months where they could go see each other for an hour, but then that went away. And so now there's like light at the end of the tunnel. Like, that's the best news possible. Is that
they about to get a vaccine.
They're getting the vaccine next week. Next week.
So yep. What you going to do when they motherfucking head turn around?
They, listen, I'm sure they'll be fine. So
what are you going to do when they get the claw fall?
I'm not like, I personally look at it and go, okay, something developed.
I ain't
like,
I'm to my the motherfucker. Did you not see them people, them motherfucking when they...
what are you reading, the Epoch Times? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I don't know that.
Don't dislocate your jaw doing that again,
please.
What is it called? Claw claw mouth. What is it called?
Wait, what was it?
Claw claw mouth or some
claw,
shit.
Claw claw mouth.
I'm gonna Google it for you. You know,
please. I'm ready. Man, like what? Like, they're 86 and 87, and, like...
You don't give a fuck if their head turn around.
They don't have any life. Like, he literally sits in a room by himself and can't go anywhere and do anything. Like, he's like, please, give me the vaccine. I don't care. Like, I'm skeptical about it, but at the end of the day, like, he should have every right to make that choice and try to get back to some normality.
So, even if you... Well, they can always keep the mask on. COVID side effects.
COVID side effects.
Claw claw mouth.
Dr. Anthony Fauci addresses the nation today. Listen, claw claw mouth, it's not that big of a deal. It only happened to four people.
Claw claw mouth.
No, wrong. Vaccine. Jeez. I know the fuck I'm talking about.
You the only one.
No, I know that's something that I've learned, like, from the group, especially, like, Black America's history with medical stuff is, it makes, they're very skeptical. I had a...
Yeah, nigga, did you not see that lady? What was that lady with Mrs. Ringbow? What was her name?
Henrietta Lacks?
What?
I know about Henrietta Lacks. You remember Miss Evers Boys?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You never seen Miss Evers Boys? When they were trying to get rid of syphilis and they were practicing on the...
Are you talking about Tuskegee?
Tuskegee, yeah. Nobody fucking around with that shit. We ain't the first to do anything when it comes to you sticking shit in our ass.
Yeah, they used to do it to black GIs in the military.
What was the one where it wasn't just syphilis, but it was like a 40-year study?
That was the
Tuskegee experiment. The
Tuskegee.
Yeah.
But there was one where it was like, if you were a conscientious objector from World War II to Vietnam, they would inject you with like, it wasn't just...
They was giving them syphilis and then try to rub it out of them with vaccine and shit. Vicks body rubs and shit. They were just fucking with them. I was like the parallel
the
mouth.
The what's it called?
I don't know.
The human experimentation board. That's been my whole thing, is if you want to get the vaccine, go ahead, knock yourself out. But I don't like when they're trying to make people, oh, in order for you to work here, I think that's bullshit. Especially when this shit's brand new, you know what I mean? And I've seen enough fucking Facebook memes. Well, they can get a COVID vaccine, but we can't get an HIV vaccine. Doesn't that sound a little fishy to you?
Yeah, like,
oh my God.
Meme.
You're not helping, person.
No.
Whoever made that meme, you're not helping.
Well, the shit's so crazy now when you got AIDS, they got medication to make it hardly detect in the body. So it's almost walking around with
an
AIDS-free card.
Oh, you remember that story?
Certified negative.
He showed it to me.
You go your 50 cent for your bus ride.
You ain't lying, nigga. I'll never forget that shit. Oh, we got to thank the fan for bringing us these shirts right here. I don't know why Dion got on a treadmill shirt. Well, he's skinny as fuck.
Listen, Dion is very fit and athletic for...
I was. I've gained COVID weight.
Well, Chris, can you tell me...
Yeah, in your gray sweatpants.
Can you tell me why you got your socks pulled up like a white boy?
Just to distract you. So I had long pants on today, and so I always wear like... crew socks when I have long pants on. But then before I left, I changed out of my khakis and put on gym shorts to come here because it's 875 degrees in this room every time we record and my knees just need to breathe. But my ankles were cold.
Those are not crew socks.
Whatever they are.
They're calf socks because you're wearing them up to your calf.
Yeah, normally they're down here.
Oh.
You're going to lecture me about my fashion choices?
You might want to be careful if you're going to talk about my hairy tub.
I was talking about those boots.
Oh. I've been getting a lot
like a gay
of
bison.
Oh, so now we're talking about my wolf boots. I call these my wolf
boots. Like a Williamsburg bison.
You know, people like, old white men, but they're like, them boots sure look warm. I done had like 10 old white men tell me, them boots sure look warm. I said, damn, nigga. They warm as fuck. Yeah, you talking shit, but snow on the ground, and guess what? I'm fucking warm.
No, that's the right choice.
I have never seen a pair of shoes so fit you so perfect. Those are, if I walked by, I'd be like, oh, I miss Miss Pap. I saw those in the window.
Because it reminds you of her.
Because they remind me of you.
You just met these boots last week.
Yeah, and I see why you bought them.
Why?
That's you. That's your style.
It wasn't an insult.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking for an insult. I'm ready to fight back. And they say that
you got some tape on the bottom of them.
Oh, they say this lamb hair.
Lamb hair?
Like real lamb hair? Where'd you get them?
Nordstrom Rack.
Mm.
I don't know.
How much were they?
$200.
God, fucking damn it.
For real lamb hair, though, that's a good price.
It might not be lamb hair, but these motherfuckers warm. When I first had them in the box, my daughter-in-law thought it was a wig. She was like, you wearing burgundy wigs? I was like, bitch, these are shoes. Fuck, I look like putting hair on my head this color. I'm an old bitch. I don't got so old.
You used to have a red wig back in the day.
I've seen a promo shot that kind of had that, like 10 years ago, that had that vibe.
I had...
when you had the short one.
I took my hair... I hate when I take my hair down, like my real hair, because I got so much dandruff. So I be taking it out, and then the dandruff go all in my eyeballs and shit.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That's just... He takes a wig off on Christmas Day and starts snowing.
Fuck are you talking about?
Niggas throwing jabs at you all fucking show.
I think he's throwing jabs at me.
I am.
Are you all?
Yeah. I'm just fucking around.
Yeah,
I thought this was a comedy podcast.
It is a comedy podcast, but let me catch on so I can talk back to you. Stop throwing the shit and I can't catch the shit so I can't respond and shit.
Oh, we have to talk about, so you're talking about taking your wig off. You have to tell him about the story you told me last night on the phone. With your ponytail?
Oh.
Do we got time?
I knew I
yeah.
Okay, we got time. Oh, so I was looking back at the clips. They were so funny about the medical assistant, right? Well, I mean, being a medical assistant. So it made me remember something. So when I was in medical assistant school, right, when I went through the GED program, so after I got my GED, I went to medical assistant school. So I'm living on Section A. I got my sister kids and my kids. Me at the time, me and Gary didn't have no kids. So, you know, I ain't had no money. So I would do my own little ponytail and clamp on the little clamp-on ponytail. So, nigga, I get to school one day, and I get to school one day, nigga, and picked up the ponytail and didn't pay no attention, and all these roaches ran out the ponytail. Nigga, I had to take that ponytail off and shake them roaches off, and I had that Tweety Bird little hair about that shot.
Shake them roaches off. Shake them roaches off. Shake them roaches off. Shake them roaches off.
They were like, it was probably like 4 or 5. They're like, Patricia, go home. I was like, just kill the nigga. They want to go to school too. Oh. I could not believe that shit. The roaches got in my motherfucking little ponytail. The little pre-made ponytail. Yeah. Nigga, I beat the shit out that ponytail on that wall.
Niggas was like, field trip.
The girl's like, is that roaches coming out your ponytail?
Oh, that had to be terrible.
I wasn't embarrassed. You know, I had them at the time. Then I ended up buying a Section A house, and I made sure I got sterminated. It took me 5 years to get rid of them roaches out of my Section
A. They are fucking...
roaches.
Because they can live a week without a fucking head, man. It's so hard to kill.
And these are Georgia roaches, so they had to be like three times the size of the ones here, right?
No, they real small. They little small brown roaches. Nigga, you can't have them big motherfuckers in my head. They fly. fuck you think I'm trying to get picked up like that eagle like this?
I'm sorry, Dion, but that was one of the funniest things.
They little brown roaches, and they were stuck in my ponytail, and we had just started class, and the teacher was like, you can go home. I said, I ain't going no motherfucking well. I get paid to be here.
It's crazy how this show pulls stories out of you that you just don't remember.
I sure didn't remember that medical assistant shit. I asked my husband, I said, you remember that barometer? He's like, I remember the shit sitting in the window, but I don't remember where the fuck you got it from. I had three medical assistants. Oh, I worked at another one. I know I worked for Dr. Paul Pie, and then I worked at Crazy Ass Play where he had to sniff the pussy. And then I did physicals. I used to do physical for truck drivers and shit. They would come in and get their, it was Concentra Medical, and they would come in and get their physical done. And everybody think when you knew they gonna work the shit out you, right? So I ain't as big as I am, but I ain't no. I worked at General Motors at night,
right,
making like $25 an hour, some shit like that. I would go in and consider your medicine during the day. At the time, General Motors was Tim. This young bitch, all she wanted to do was wrap her hair, unwrap it, and be cute at the front desk. I'm back there doing all the motherfucking physical. I'm working my ass off. Nigga, I went to lunch one day and never came back. And that bitch had the audacity to call me, ask me for the uniform back. I'm like, bitch, I wore it. My thighs were up together. You don't want this motherfucker back. This motherfucker is not blue in between my legs.
Did it have the little balls? Like, I had pants as a kid that the little balls between the legs. Yeah. And, like, the fabric all, like, fabric shaper.
You're really just plucking your... Every time fat people walk, they be plucking their fucking legs in between the thighs.
That's so fucking funny to me because I've rubbed on a few fat girls. But why do your pants feel different right here?
I told you, love them fat bitches. Yep. Yeah, you rub between a fat motherfucker, lad. They feel real worn in between.
Yep.
Yeah, and then eventually they turn into holes. Yeah, they turn into holes.
I've lost a few crotches in my day. You bend over, and the crotch just goes.
Yep, from being fat, and then the same way, like with the underwear too. Like I have a problem with underwear. Like, I have to shave because if I don't, then it'll roll up on the side and you pull your drawers down the pissy. You done snatched all your crotch hair out your ass. So I have a problem with that, too. And then, like, I like drawers that I can, I like bloomers. Like, fuck being sexy. Nigga, I need my drawers up on my titty, because when I ain't got no bra, my fucking titty can lay on my drawers, and I don't have to put that baby pie so they don't have to slide at you. And, you know, my drawers will be like the catch all right there.
Like a welcome mat.
Yeah. Yeah, so... I like bloomers. I like my drawers. Like, when you go in Lane Bryant, them fat bitches be trying to be sexy. They have them low cut, high cut. Bitch, give me the shit go up over my chest. Long as it's my side, nigga, I be pulling my drawers all the way up my motherfucking stomach. Because it's more relaxing than when you fat and you got that Dunlap like me. And them drawers up under there can't breathe, sweat. And then the motherfucking rubber band gets catching up under your stomach. You know, sometimes you grow stomach hair and you ain't seen. Look down there. Nigga, you put on your drawer, you snatched up all your stomach hair. I got fat bitches issue. I need my drawers over my stomach. Hey, my hats go off to you if you can see your pussy. And you got a Valentine shaped body. My hats go off to you. I'm trying to get like that before I die. But right now, shit, I need my blooms to keep my navel warm.
She said,
"Fat bitch's issues."
Fat bitch your issues.
She said, "Sometimes you snatch your stomach hair. You don't even know you got it." The horrors of her happy trail.
God. Man, I don't shave my stomach so, but hair growing now. When you get old, nigga, you look down at your titty, you have a whole gray hair sticking out your areola. You be like, where the fuck this nigga came from? It's like hair just start popping up every motherfucker. Like, I'm having mustache problem lately. Like, these motherfuckers, you shave this nigga come back comfortable. I'm like, nigga, didn't I just get rid of you 2 days ago? Then you have hair all up on your chin and shit. Then you look down at your titties and here come hair on your areolas and...
That Midwest is getting to you. You need to get out of here.
I'm so sick of this shit.
Welcome nigga, to Indiana.
You know it bad when you gotta narrow your nipples. When you gotta narrow your nipples, it's a goddamn problem.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so we're gonna leave y'all with that narrow your nipple shit, and you take care of your areolas and your titties, and make sure you get all the hair grimes out of your fucking areola, because nobody, you would hate this for somebody, especially black women who listen to this podcast. The last thing you want is a nigga to suck your titty and one of them black hairs go down your throat and choke him. Now you in jail and we got a marge for you for killing this motherfucking man.
All titties matter. All
not titties. End up on an airbrush t-shirt.
And we want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.